Imagine going into battle and having the enemy's plan of attack in your hands. It sounds like it would not be a fair fight. The story of what this general did with the plans he discovered is today's edition of The American Countryside.
All in together now, we can make it better now. Come on, can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
We'll rope it up,
cause we know how to jump.
We'll roll it out,
cause we know how to skate.
We'll cut it down,
cause we know what to eat.
We'll swap it out,
we eat healthy stuff.
Can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
Can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
Come on.
Today's
come
a good on. Day to grab your kids and hang out with them for an hour. Dance, walk, play a sport, or cook a healthy meal. Because just moving a little and eating better every day can help make you and your child healthier.
Can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
We'll ball it up,
cause we know how to hoop.
We'll mess around,
cause we know how to play.
We'll drop it down,
cause
drop it down.
We know how to dance.
We'll veg it up,
veg it up. Veggie night and day.
Can we do
Search We Can online to find doable tips and activities that you can use every day to keep you and your kids healthy. Remember, that's We Can. A message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.
John Howard is superintendent of Antietam National Battlefield, a place with a peaceful appearance today.
The ground around Sharpsburg at the time of the battle, and even today, it was farms. Basically, the battle was fought across five farms.
Corn, beans, pumpkins, and grazing cattle occupied most of what would become Antietam Battlefield in 1862. On the night of September 16th, McClellan's Northern Army happened to camp on the same ground that Lee's army had occupied the night before.
A couple of soldiers discovered actually what was Lee's battle plan, his order of battle, who was in command of what troops, how many troops they had, what regiments. And he was known to say that day that if I can't beat Bobby Lee with this, I'll never beat Bobby Lee.
McClellan had in fact found Lee's battle plan, but he immediately began to doubt whether it was real.
He felt all along that this was just something that was planted there that he would find, and Lee probably had more troops that he wasn't showing for a counterattack. So what McClellan did upon his arrival on the Antietam Creek, he divided his army in half, and he basically takes 40,000 of them and puts them in reserve. And these 40,000 men never saw action on the day of the battle.
Dividing his army made both sides roughly equal in size. On the morning of the 17th of September, the Union forces under Joseph Hooker began to advance toward Dunker Church, where the Confederates were waiting. Howard describes the scene from the Union troops' point of view.
You're ordered to walk across a field, not knowing what's on the other end. Your vision is blocked about two-thirds of the way through by about 40-acre stand of corn that stands about 10 foot high. So you can't see what's on the other side.
We'll have the story of the battle that resulted next time as we travel the countryside. In Sharpsburg, Maryland, I'm Andrew McCrae.